Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And we have Kim Zook, Executive Director, Alternative Horizons. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Jack.
Well, good morning. And Commander Rita Warfield. Yes. President of the Board of Directors for Alternative Horizons.
That's correct.
And I'm doing this all from memory, right? So you know, I'm trying to get it right.
You are on it this morning.
Thank goodness for coffee.
That's right.
So we have an amazing event coming up, celebrating 40 years here in Southwest Colorado, Alternative Horizons, Mardi Gras style.
40 years, Jack, that's a long time.
You know, that's almost as old as I am.
It is. Almost, not quite.
Yeah, whatever. So, give me the who, what, when, where.
Well, it's Alternative Horizons. As you know, we work with domestic violence victims in our community, have been since 1978. Mm-hmm. We're doing Mardi Gras at the Roadhouse, which is at Chuck Norton's, 955 State Highway 3.
Okay.
It's on Saturday, October 6th.
Right.
From 1 to 5 p.m.
Nice.
Of course, wine and beer tasting from our favorite person, Alan, at Put a Cork in It.
Okay.
The Afro Beatniks are the band this year.
They're fun.
A bunch of local guys. They're fabulous.
Yeah.
So we're excited. A little bit different event this year.
You're switching it up, I think, with, you know, kind of with the 416 fire and everything, kind of delayed it
yes,
from what
we
you
did
told me
it.
Before. And kind of a different fair. So I know you're having some really cool items, premier packages. You've kind of consolidated some things and made them bigger.
We have.
If that makes sense.
We have. Rita can talk about that. The board's each doing a package.
Oh.
Of just all kinds of things put together. So
what did you? What's your package? What did you come up with, Rita?
Well, my package has a bunch of fun things that you can do in the area.
Uh-huh.
Some night stay up at Purgatory.
Right.
Another board member has a Vicedo package with some fun things to do at Vicedo, which includes some overnight stay in a cabin and some stuff to do on the lake. And all of us have put together packages that can identify all the great things that you can do in Durango. A spa package, which has all different kinds of spa, wonderful, cool things from local vendors.
How cool.
Jewelry, artwork, meals. And we combine them into packages so that they're some, you get a whole lot for.
You got karaoke closer.
Yeah, karaoke closer. You get a whole lot for the package.
So, and then will people, is this a live auction? Is it more like kind of like, you know, the package people wander around, you know, and can like silent bid, that type of thing? How does this work?
Yeah, we're going to have silent bid, but we're going to promote the packages throughout so that we can let people know that they're happening. We'd like some people to get into some bidding wars and all of that.
Oh, sure.
Because all the money that we make here stays here in Durango and La Plata County and in our area.
And this is Alternative Horizons' largest fundraiser, and is it the only fundraiser of the year?
It's really the only fundraiser we do. We have some other folks, other smaller ones, but this is really for the community.
Right.
The big community is invited.
And if I remember right, you guys served over 530...
539 was our number in 2017.
That is amazing.
It looks like we're going to have the same amount this year, Jack.
That's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad, but I'm glad Alternative Horizons is here to help those get through the domestic violence situation and get the help, which is all free.
All free and confidential.
And having an advocate from the minute they contact, whether they decide to, you know, utilize services or just get information, and then even if it goes to court, that type of thing, you have an advocate with them the whole time.
We do. We do. We support them whatever they need, whatever that looks like, whether they're leaving the relationship or not. There's no agenda from us. We work with them on no judgment, whatever works for them and their family. That's what we're after.
And so at this fundraising event, which again is coming up on October 6th, it's from 1 to 5 at the Roadhouse, Chuck Norton's place over there on Highway 3. How can people get tickets?
People can get tickets at Maria's Bookstore on Eventbrite and, of course, from Alan at Put a Cork in It.
All right. And they're $75 per person, but that includes basically all the food and sampling of the beers and wines, things of that nature, and just a great event. And we guys have Mardi Gras beads?
Yes.
Lots of them.
Yes. Yeah. Can't have a Mardi Gras without the beads.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, what's with the Mardi Gras theme? Who decided on that? Who came up with a fun idea?
Well, I guess I kind of did. It just, we were looking for something that would be a great time for all the people who support mm-hmm. Alternative Horizons. Norton's has been a supporter of ours for several years. He's been our caterer, and he has a great location out there. Some music that would kind of bump up. Uh-huh. Everybody can dance or just right. enjoy it. So it was just a fun idea that we just went with it and ran with it.
And you know, because somebody asked me the other day, said Mardi Gras in October. I said, well, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry.
Mardi Gras, it's fun. It's Durango style.
And also now, Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well.
Oh, that part. Yeah. See, that's what's always so hard because I get so excited about Mardi Gras, and then we have to remember what this is for.
Sure.
Because that it's that part of Durango we don't hear about. And it's the part that is, thank goodness you guys are here with Alternative Horizons, because 539 mostly ladies, I'm going to assume, have gone through mm-hmm. One way or another the services that you provide.
Although, Jack, we are seeing, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15% men.
Really?
The numbers of men reporting is going up, for sure.
Is it stress-related? Because I know that there's a, you know, Durango's a hard place to live.
There's a lot of things that contribute, I think.
Yeah.
You can't pin it on just one thing.
Okay.
But I think overall numbers are high everywhere, mm-hmm. but our community has the same amount of high numbers for sure.
Right. And I want to say, if you're in a relationship and you just, you know, you're just not feeling good about it, or you feel like you're, whether it's physically, emotionally, abusive situations, there's a lot of different forms that this can come in, pick up the phone and give a call, and it remains anonymous, and get some professional counseling and right. some help to find out, you know, what you can do right. to better the situation in the relationship or leave the relationship.
Let me give you that hotline number. We do yes. have a 24/7 hotline, 970-247-9619.
One more time.
970-247-9619.
Okay.
And truly, that's somewhere where people can call. It's anonymous. It's by phone. It's someone there just with information and support.
And it also, you can go to the alternativehorizons.org website.
Correct.
And I'm sure your phone number is there. And how, if somebody wants to help those in need, do you take volunteers?
We always need volunteers to staff that 24-hour hotline.
Okay.
Have to have the local support. Mm-hmm. There's no way a small staff like ours could cover all of that. And we like someone available 24/7, 365. So right. we always have volunteer opportunities and trainings okay. for our volunteers. So please call the office number, and we can certainly tell you when the next one is.
All right. And then let me ask you, because, you know, the holidays are coming up. Do you see, you know, peaks and when you see more situations occur? Is there a pattern, or is it just all year round?
You know, unfortunately, Jack, I think it's all year round. Okay. People try to blame it on the season. Mm-hmm. You know, snow down in Durango
right.
is a pretty big event.
Yeah.
We have
that has a lot of alcohol time. That can bring on situations.
A lot of business. So mm-hmm. really, it doesn't matter. It's the year depends on what's going on.
Right. And
people's lives.
You've been with the police department how many years?
25.
25 years and involved with Alternative Horizons. How many?
Well, in one form or another, mm-hmm. the full 25 years.
Yeah.
So on the board the last 10 or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you see the role of Alternative Horizons in working with law enforcement?
Excellent. We have are very fortunate to have a great working relationship with the advocates and the officers. Everybody understands each other's role, and we're all trying to accomplish the same thing. There's no excuse for the abuse, and we mm-hmm. want to... Alternative Horizons provides that support that victims often need.
Right.
That they don't get from family or other sources.
And again, I want to give the number again, because it is so important to pick up that phone if you're in a relationship, man or woman, and you just need some help, some advice, and all confidential, and every service you provide is no charge.
Correct.
So that number again?
970-247-9619, and that's 24/7.
365 days a year.
Yes.
And if you want to support Alternative Horizons in a fun way, because all of the funds you raise at this event stay right here in La Plata County. It's coming up on a Saturday, October 6th from 1 to 5 out at the Roadhouse, which is out there on Highway 3. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
We all know where, you know, Chuck says, if you want the address, it's 955 State Highway 3. And things kick off at 1 o'clock. Some incredible packages to bid on, and kind of liking this kind of staycation approach.
Yeah.
We could also have, you know,
there's
staycations.
There's something there for you, too.
Well, and you've asked me to be your MC, which
yes.
I'm kind of worried about.
You don't
know,
worry,
how
don't
I,
worry.
How I got on that short list. You know, who, what, Jay Leno wasn't available or what? You know,
you drew the short straw, Jack.
Yeah,
well, we'll see how that goes. You know, it's like, give me a microphone and the band will be going, when do we get to play again? Shut that guy up. Shut him up. Tickets are available where again?
On Eventbrite online. At Maria's Bookstore, and of course at Allen's, Put a Cork in It, who's going to be with beer and wine.
And again, that's eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.com.
So you can go on there and buy tickets and have them at a well call, I'm sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can show up, and they're $75. But again, I want to remind everybody, that's all the food and drink and fun and festivity.
Right.
Dancing, I'm sure, will be going on. And just
some
a really, really good time.
Yeah. Yep.
And 40 years.
40 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
We appreciate everything that you both do for Alternative Horizons and the community in general. I'm looking here. We've got a couple minutes. What have I forgotten?
Don't forget that Alternative Horizons also works with children. And even if you're not directly involved in an incident, they're a great resource to contact to help someone in your family that might need assistance.
Good. So you guys are, you know, you're open to, you know, casting a broader net if you are, you know, seeing something going on, or maybe it's a coworker, something like that, and you can just call and say, hey, I'm suspecting something is happening, or the person I work with came in and indicated or told me a story, how can I help them? And
yes.
You guys are the professionals to turn to.
Yeah, I mean, we have information about a lot of different situations, and we're there to help just educate sometimes, plan for safety. We spend a lot of time talking about safety with our clients,
right.
What that looks like for the client and their children to try and keep people safe. So we're out in the community a lot, in the schools, working with kids, you know, whatever people need, we're there to help support them, whether it's in court, whether it's they just want to come by the office and talk, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like.
And where's your office located?
Our office is in the Commons building.
Oh, okay, right there by Albertsons.
Yep, good location.
Uh-huh, people can come in and talk with you.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do, you know, we like people to call and let us know what they need.
Yeah.
We're there to support that.
And what's that number they should call?
970-247-9619.
And you can go to alternativehorizons.org and look it up. And then don't forget, put on your calendar October 6th, which is a Saturday, 1 to 5, out at the Roadhouse, Chuck Norton's place. Bid on premier packages and enjoy the Afro Beatniks and just have a great time.
Yeah,
wine and beer.
Fall
from,
day.
Yeah.
Ah, well, wine and beer from Put a Cork in It.
You're in charge of the weather.
I'll be in charge of the weather.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack.
All right. Well, thank you both again for coming in.
Thank you, Jack.
And
thanks,
check it
Jack,
all out.
For always having us.
Oh, well,
appreciate all you do.
Well, I'm trying, you know. And I just keep stepping on both of you when I'm talking. I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, alternativehorizons.org. Check it out. And we'll see you on October 6th. Have a great day.